Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball, and they're trying really hard not to make each other laugh by mouthing swear words.
No, I'm mouthing
children. I was mouthing swear words. She was mimicking you.
She
did the whole open, which was impressive because she even did Mandy Kennedy and then said hi like right after it.
Huh.
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows, crew.
Good job, Mandy. Good job.
Thank you. I just want to be prepared in case you can't talk or something. I'll be ready.
So Dalton, did it was it good enough that it looked like my voice was coming from her mouth?
I mean, yeah, like it was, there was very little delay.
Again, why we need audio
or video?
Or video.
Yeah, we have audio.
No, I think we need to add audio to this podcast.
I don't know, maybe next week we'll let Mandy handle the intros and we'll see how she does.
I won't be here. I'll be in Texas.
No, that's right.
That's not how they sound.
You can phone me in. Yeah.
That is not how they sound.
What is happening?
I know, but now I go.
This is my favorite Mandy, by the way, guys. I want to throw all of that out there.
Exhausted and excited about drinking.
Yeah.
Plus, she didn't have to close last night.
I know. I don't work at Wings anymore. Like, it's been
this
a great
week. This is
why
she wanted to do a morning show. It's because her body started to get used to it. She's like, I can be
not
up.
Yet.
Nope. No, not yet.
And we're off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Wham!
And it's my birthday.
We're off tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm off my birthday. Indigenous People's Day. Here.
You know, we'll talk about
that's
it later.
Not what it's
I
called,
think
but
it should be.
That's what I call it.
You don't get to be mad that we get one day off.
Seriously,
Mister, I get the whole summer off. They don't sound like that, Jesse.
All right, so on to the actual topics at hand here. We got the first image from the Mandalorian TV show.
Boba Fett.
Yeah,
that's the only way
slick.
I knew.
Yeah. It looked pretty slick. We also got information that Taika Waititi is directing at least one episode.
Which guarantees that I will watch at least one episode.
For those of you don't recognize the name or you're like, oh, that sounds kind of familiar. Thor Ragnarok was the biggest thing he's done recently, but he's done quite a bit of stuff. He was also the voice of Korg in Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes him even better.
Yeah, and he's a super Kiwi.
Yeah, yeah, because he didn't. That's why Korg was Kiwi. He didn't change his voice or anything at all. He just
talked. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's pretty fantastic. And that was probably the best interpretation of Korg ever. Because even in like the animated show where they did like because Korg is from the World War Hulk. Or not Planet Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
World War Hulk followed that.
I didn't know he directed What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, he's really good.
Oh wait a minute, did he direct it or is he just in it?
No, he directed.
He directed.
Oh, okay,
yeah. So yeah, no, I'm really pumped about this. I've been pumped about it for a while, and they can tell they're going to be able to tell some great stories with this format because there's a whole lot of Boba Fett lore out there. And it'll be really nice to finally see that dude do something other than fall in a pit or nod
to look cool, to look neat and die.
Yeah. Because he's always looked really cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's the only reason anyone remembers him fondly from the original trilogy. He did nothing except for had a couple lines, he looked neat, and then he died.
Accurate.
The Christmas special, sir.
I said the original trilogy.
Oh, well, dang.
Sir.
Not part of that.
It should.
Yeah, no, it should not. That was a bigger mistake than the prequels. Yeah, I said it.
And then the sequels afterwards.
Oh, I liked Oh, well, yeah, I mean, if it's a bigger mistake than the prequels, it's absolutely a bigger mistake than the new trilogy.
Than The Last Jedi, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got some information about the DCU out of New York Comic Con. That's actually what DC spent most of their time at NYCC talking about was the DCU.
I want to know what the sales are for it because, like, I have it and it's neat. I like it a lot, but I want to know if it's not doing well.
I just really wish that they had a comic book service like Marvel Unlimited.
That would be like if that was added into it.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be the best deal in the world. Read some comic books, watch Batman animated series all day. I would be so unproductive, but there's not a lot of comic books.
Right. And it's a rotating series of comic books, too. So, yeah, no, it's...
Yeah. I haven't seen... Well, I mean, it hasn't been out long enough to see the rotating in it, but yeah. Anyway, back... Sorry.
All right, going back to this here. So the first thing we got was a calendar about basically the release of a lot of their original content. We know Young Justice is going to hit... Well, we know Titans is coming this month.
It's coming this week.
Oh, really? Oh,
I think nice. It's like the 12th or 13th.
I knew it was coming soon. I just didn't know when exactly. And it looks like... Young Justice is hitting in January, and they're splitting it into two parts because it's also hitting in June.
I was wondering about that when I was looking at the timeline. I was like, do they already have the second season planned, or are they going to do a mid-finale and then...
That's my guess, because if you looked, it was way shorter than the other shows. So, yeah, I'm guessing they split it in half. They're giving us a mid-season, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, how rude.
All right, so I mean, I'm going to have to wait till June.
It's smart, though. You're getting 2 months' worth.
Right. Or I'm going to wait till June.
I have a login.
Listen.
Are you going to wait, though? Like, are you going to be able to wait?
Probably not. We talked about it in the pre-show. I have another solution.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Just a dollar. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985.
That's right. All right. So we've got, Young Justice in January, then June. We got the Doom Patrol in February. And I just wrote Doom there, and I made myself excited for half a second. I was like, wait, what? Doom? Dr. Doom? No, this is DC, Jesse. Remember what we're talking about. Doom Patrol is in February. Swamp Thing is in June. Stargirl is in August, and Harley Quinn is in October. And that is 2019, by the way. Yes. For those of you not knowing, I was going
in
order.
Since we are in October now.
Yes. Also, Swamp Thing. That makes me... something I meant to write down real quick just to mention to you guys. You remember that Halloween Swamp Thing special?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of mad because I finally saw the creative team behind it. Brian Azzarello and Greg Capullo.
Oh, dear.
Are doing a Swamp Thing Halloween special.
Woo!
And it's a Walmart exclusive.
Dang!
Yucky. Oh, I'm so mad.
Yucky.
Oh, I'm so mad. Because that creative team, yes, please.
Yeah, that's ignorant.
Please.
So we're going to be hitting up Walmarts?
No. I refuse to support this purchase.
So you want me to buy it and then you can look at it?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I can't stop you from supporting it, but
I buy not. WWE every year. I'm obviously the worst human.
Oh, yeah. God.
See?
Yeah, no, nobody doubts that. all right. We also got a first look at the Harley Quinn animated series. So we now have the second Big Bang actress in Kaley Cuoco to voice Harley Quinn. Did not even make an attempt at the accent, which I was okay with.
Yeah.
So we just have, you know, her Penny. Doing a... She does kind of like a higher-pitched version of her normal voice. Like, it's okay. Not quite Penny.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little bit higher-pitched version of her voice as Harley, a little bit more energetic. Like, it's not bad. It's just a little shocking at first to not hear, you know, the normal accent.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the trailer starts up. You guys should definitely watch it because it's pretty entertaining, honestly.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked Poison Ivy in it.
Yes.
More so.
Yeah, no, it's Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn in a jail cell, and they're talking about the upcoming show.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's Kaley Cuoco as Harley Quinn, Lake Bell as Ivy, and giving a few details and just like Poison Ivy sitting there just disagreeing with everything. They're going to hate it, Harles. and then they make a joke about like the jokes that they hit in it were pretty fantastic. Like Harley Quinn makes a joke about like it's like that Deadpool cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Referencing how violent it's going to be and everything else and hilarious, except it's actually going to happen. And
now I'm sad.
Yeah, and then Ivy replies, "Well, isn't it supposed to be dark, gritty and moody? You know, like a DC thing?" And Harley just kind of like they give a close up of her face. She does kind of like a side glance like that is an excellent way to produce media and television. But no, that's not what this is going to be like. And then Batman ducks down in the window, gives off his line, and you find out it's Diedrich Bader is back as Batman.
Yes.
He was the voice of Batman in Brave and the Bold.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of that recently, too.
Apparently it was really good. I never watched it.
I love Brave and the Bold. It is really, really good.
At least it wasn't as bad as, what was it, The Batman?
It was substantially better than The Batman.
Oh, see, I disagree heartily. The Batman was good, but like... The choices they made with the villains were not good. Like, that's the worst Joker. I hate that the Penguin is a kung fu master. Like, they made everybody, like, super threatening hand-to-hand
combat. Yeah.
But I never got, like... I like Batman as a dark character. Like, that's just because that's more of what the animated series was. That's what the Nolan trilogy was. So, like, Brave and the Bold was more closer to, like, the Adam West Batman. Uh-huh. And it was all, and the team-ups were interesting. I just never got... And I didn't see a lot of it, so I can't really... say much, but I never dug it. I never got into it.
Fair enough. I never got into either of them, so I can't say much. Batman the Animated Series will always be just
It's the best
cartoon.
But it wasn't it wasn't on Netflix, and the Batman was, and I can't remember what. I don't remember how. I only got like two or three seasons into it.
Fair enough. All right, so yeah, the Harley Quinn, like, that actually looks promising. I was entertained by the first look at the very least, which I was not expecting even a little bit, especially with Kaylee Cuoco. Like, I don't, whatever.
She was on a bad show. She's a good actress.
I mean, I actually did like her in, she has a small role in Future Man.
Oh, really?
And she was pretty spectacular in that, but she was basically playing herself as an AI.
Oh, that's cool. She's been in things that I've liked before. Like, I remember her. She was in that, before John Ritter died, she was in that sitcom.
8 Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter?
That one, thank you.
8 Simple Rules for Dating My
Teenage
Daughter.
Yeah, there's no way I would remember that, and I loved her in that.
I forgot that was her.
Yeah, and I've always been a big fan of her since then, but yeah, no, Big Bang Theory was bad. But I think she's really good.
That's fair. No, yeah, Big Bang Theory is a terrible show, and honestly, she's probably the only reason that it gained such a following. Well, I'm guessing somebody behind me likes that show.
Yeah,
sadly.
Hers, not mine.
All right. Anyway, we'll move past it. Netflix, going back to the DCU here for a second, Netflix is going to distribute that series internationally. So if you're not in the U.S. or Canada, you will be watching all the DC Universe content on Netflix. Congratulations. You don't have to buy extra nonsense.
That's good. I need to tweet at Josh.
Unless you want that... Unless you want that exclusive thing that we're talking about later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And some other sort of exclusive stuff. Whatever. It's fine.
I get it.
Also get a Lilo and Stitch live-action movie from Dan Lin and Jonathan Elric. It's going to be the latest in the Disney live-action remakes.
Yes.
And I liked Lilo and Stitch a lot, so I'm looking forward to this. This could... Well... I guess we'll have to wait and see what they do with some of our other beloved franchises.
They haven't done me wrong yet.
They're making an Aladdin one, too.
Yeah, they're doing And Lion King.
And Lion King. God, there's so many.
Yep.
I'll probably watch them all.
I still haven't seen any of the live-action ones, like Jungle Book or...
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-mm. Beauty and the Beast was amazing.
Beauty and the Beast was really good. So was Jungle Book.
I love Jungle Book.
See, I've never cared about Jungle Book, so that wasn't one that I was, like, worried about.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No, I've never seen the animated one either.
Just watch it. It's great.
I saw I've seen the animated one, but yeah, it's like Lion King is the first one coming out of one of my like a Disney franchise that I
care
love
about.
Care about, but
yeah.
So I'll definitely see that one.
They were in Lion King.
Yeah, I loved Jungle Book, and I mean even as a kid, and then now as an adult with these live action ones. Do what?
Yeah, pretty much love all of them.
Yeah, no, I. Our entire, like, we had an entire bookcase of those, like, you remember those Disney VHS cases, the big white plastic ones?
Yeah, the foam, like, they were squishy. Like...
Yep. Yeah, no, we had an entire, like, bookshelf full of those things, like, Jake and I had way too many Disney movies.
Same. I watched The Little Mermaid religiously, though. That's probably my number one.
I couldn't place a number
one. It's weird,
one
though,
because
they're doing, like, more of the original core ones, since Lilo and Stitch was way later, that they're already adding that to it.
Yeah, because Lilo and Stitch was, like...
2002.
Was it 2002? Okay. Because I know Lion King's 94.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I only knew, like, Lion King, Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, and, like, The Little Mermaid.
Mulan was 98, 99, something like that.
98, because it just celebrated its 20th anniversary. I went to a Disney store in Dallas, and it said that. It's the only reason I know that information.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Mulan, 98. Aladdin was, what, like 1996, something like that?
Probably.
Was it after Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, we're talking when I was like four.
I'm pretty positive
I don't know.
It was.
All right, we'll get on the Google machines.
It's fine. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. But anyway, yeah, we got a Lilo and Stitch live action, which, cool. I'm pumped about it because I love that movie. And then real quick, I'm going to turn it over to Asa for a spoiler-free review of Venom because he's the only one at the table that's seen it.
Yeah, I went and saw it yesterday. I fully expected it to be just a unmitigated disaster from everything. Like, from the trailers, I didn't think looked very good. The idea of a Venom movie with no Spider-Man sounded just disgusting. It's weird. It's not a good movie at all, but it's not like it's not Suicide Squad bad. It's not so bad that it's just fun to like rip apart and make fun of like that. It just, you know, when you have a group project in school and everyone picks what they're going to do, and then you go your separate ways and you don't talk to each other until the day of the presentation, and then you do the presentation and it is just a disjointed mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did with this movie. Someone told Tom Hardy it's a slapstick comedy. Someone told, I'm blanking on the actor's name who plays the villain, it's a horror movie. And there's just these weird tone shifts.
It's actually being billed as a horror movie.
Yeah, and it's not, like, at all. I really didn't like this characterization of Venom at all. Like, he's jokey and funny. There's a turn that happens, and it's totally out of nowhere and unearned. There are some glaring, like, there's a car wreck at a certain point, and then cars just drive through where there was one that was just, like, flipped on its side or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just not there anymore because they needed these other vehicles to be able to get through. I did not like it. I cannot recommend it. I'm sure people will like it, and if you do, that's fine. But it's not what I was hoping for, so maybe my expectations were never going to be met.
And yeah, especially like with as low as your expectations were for that film.
And that said, like, I did not hate it. I'm not, like, mad that I wasted 2 hours of my time.
So you're giving it, what are you giving it on our?
Skip.
Skip.
Yeah.
Whew. I think that's our first skip. No, we gave Suicide Squad a skip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't even rent it?
If you were super curious about it, rent it.
But it's a safe skip.
But yeah, like, I wouldn't pay matinee price for it.
Fair.
Like, and I had a free ticket because the theater, like, caught on fire when I tried to go see Deadpool 2. So they gave me a, like, please come back and watch a movie on us thing. So that's what I use this on.
And then
so
you watched a dumpster fire.
I'm not out any money. And it's just, yeah, it's just, they try to make too many different things. None of it worked. There's some real bad ADR. Where they replaced the symbiote with symbiote. So they never actually say symbiote.
Neat.
Thank God. But, like, some of it's real obvious when they switch it. I didn't like... I don't know. Tom Hardy filmed an entirely different movie than everything else around him.
And apparently they... I heard they cut Tom Hardy's favorite 40 minutes of the film.
I saw that too.
Which, thank goodness they did, because this movie's already over 2 hours long.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Some
of the CG was really good. Some of the CG was real bad. The symbiote fight that we saw in the trailer,
mm-hmm.
It is, at certain points, it's Transformers levels of bad.
Was it like the Colossus versus Juggernaut bad in Deadpool 2?
Kinda.
Because that CGI was pretty gross.
At least this was at night, and it's two black characters. I think that kind of helped it.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm going to see it on Monday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So next week I'll have my spoiler-free review.
And I know there are people who are liking this movie, and again, that's fine. Like, I'm not saying you're not allowed to like it. It's just I really didn't. I was really hoping it was going to be something else, and I didn't think it was a well done project.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely people that like it.
Because just the tone shifts of, like, wacky, goofy Eddie Brock and Venom to, like, actual horror movie jump scare. And it's just like, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
For me, at least for me.
The Metacritic has it at 42.
35. I was close.
But that's critics?
Metacritic, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the broad scale. I can check.
I was going to say, don't they do critic scale and then fan scale?
Yes.
Because the fan scale is probably at, like, a 75 or 80.
Critic scale, 23.
35. He just said 30.
Oh, I thought it was an altogether. My bad.
Wow.
Yeah,
Jeez, Dalton.
So, yeah, I can't recommend it. To me, it's a skip, but...
Users have it at a 6.3.
Out of 10?
Yep. Oh, that would have been really funny if it was on the same scale as the other.
Out of 100. Critic review. How did it get a 0.3?
So, yeah. I mean, and there were good moments in it. Like, there was a part, I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was a couple parts that, like, got a chuckle out of me, and, like, some of the, one of the fight scenes was it was cool, but like you knew they couldn't actually really hurt Venom, so that kind of took away from a lot of it. And the idea and the fact that there was no, absolutely zero connection to Spider-Man or Peter Parker. Like, sorry if that's a spoiler, but it there is none. They mention a character in the Spider-Man universe, like in Spider-Man canon, but not in the MCU canon, not in just this. We're going to name another character in Spider-Man lore.
Okay. Right. So one user gave it a 10. And I just want to point out a couple things here. What are the critics smoking these days? It is not a mess at all. In fact, it's a welcome fresh air. Venom reinjects the comic book movie market with a Sam Raimi Evil Dead Dark Man inspired feel. Oh, God.
Sure thing,
buddy. I really hope they put "oh, God" at the end of it, realizing how stupid they sounded, but they can't backtrack at that point.
Nope. Yep. Yeah. Whatever you say, Mega John 85. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
Oh, I hope he listens. I'm sure he doesn't.
Right,
but boy, I hope
he does.
Write
us a scathing Yelp review.
Which means we'll have our first Yelp review.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, so that's Venom. In comic book news. So, yeah, New York Comic Con is this weekend. It's still going today. So any news that happened today, I'm sorry we're going to miss. But, yeah, we'll hit it next week.
Lights was there.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
They're making a 90s Jubilee action figure.
That's cool.
I know, I'm super excited.
Somewhere Shannon is really happy and he's not sure why.
I think I sent it to Lindsay already, so I'm sure he's seen it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're talking about right now.
Oh, just his ears perk up moment. Yeah. It's his Jubilee sense.
Yeah.
He's the only person in the world that has it.
That's not true. She has a strong cult following. There are dozens of them. Dozens.
Literal tens of people are excited that I said this on a podcast.
Yeah, no, like, because I see that stuff in, like, the comic book subreddit all the time of, like, the diehard Jubilee fans, and I'm like, what? Where do you people hide? Like, are there meetings?
Of course.
Should I send Shannon?
Secret meetings.
Is there a handshake? They all hate Dazzler.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because it's just better Jubilee. Yeah, I said it.
I hate you for that.
That's not true. Dazzler changes light for lasers. Jubilee just makes light into explosions.
Please stop explaining Jubilee to people.
Thank you.
Or Dazzler. Jesus, I'm tired. All right,
with Dazzler.
We don't have the time. We'll do a special episode on like a Monday, and we'll talk about it.
Anyway, all right. So the Young Avengers are coming back in 2019. It's a book we haven't had in a while. It's like since the old Marvel Now of the 2000s, which. We don't know what the team is going to be. That team back then was like it was Wiccan, Hulkling, America Chavez, and a few others. But all we know about this roster is that it could possibly have Wiccan again.
What is a Hulkling?
Hulkling?
I literally just picture a baby Hulk with feathers like a chicklin.
It's just a smaller Hulk-like person.
So imagine you, but green.
Well, not quite that small. Just smaller than the Hulk.
Okay.
God,
I wish I could cuss on this show.
Sometimes I really wish we had video. But anyway, yeah, and Wiccan is it's the son of Scarlet Witch and Vision. Also has somewhat of a relationship with Hulkling. That's a thing that's happening. I'm trying to move past Mandy's rage at any way I can.
I'm just drinking chocolate milk, Jesse. Ain't no big deal.
That's a yoo-hoo. It's a chocolate beverage.
Chocolate drink. I'm sorry.
I don't think there's any milk in that at all.
Oh, I want to cuss so bad. I hate this show.
So anyway, the only hint that we have about that is the person that asked the question about who was going to be in it was dressed in a Wiccan cosplay. So the person that was doing the panel responded with, "I can't tell you everybody, but I can guarantee you'll be excited." So that's the best hint we have at a roster is that it might have Wiccan because the person dressed as Wiccan would be excited. That's it. We're also getting a new Spider-Man book. Another one.
How many does that mean add all together?
Well, if you include Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen.
Which I do.
Then you have Spectacular, Amazing.
Renew Your Vows. Is that still going?
Renew Your Vows is still going.
Spider-Man Deadpool is still going.
Yep. And
oh, we don't have to count team ups. That would be silly. But we will for this list. Six.
Yeah, we're at six now. And then, yeah, that'll be book 7 for Spider-Man. 8 if Spider-Geddon is still going.
Oh.
But that's an event, so it doesn't really count.
No, I won't count that.
Yeah, so 7 ongoing Spider books. Also, well, 8, because Superior Spider-Man's coming back. Because instead of doing Superior Octopus, they're changing it to Superior Spider-Man. So yeah, that'll be 8 ongoing Spider-Man books.
Sounds right.
But in fairness, only 5 of them are Peter Parker.
Jeez.
Is many.
I think that was the number, right?
Chip Zdarsky's off of Spider-Man 2, off the Spectacular Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
His last issue was...
Yeah, that's 5. 5, par- five Parker ago. Books.
5 Parker books.
Yeah, because you had Renew Your Vows,
Spectacular Amazing,
Friendly Neighborhood coming up, and Spider-Man Deadpool, if we're including that one. 5 Parker books. That's a lot of Peter Parker. He's somehow grabbed Wolverine's power of multitasking.
He has to sleep, right?
Yeah, but Wolverine's back.
Wolverine is back. Which, the return of Wolverine, the first book, wasn't bad.
I would hope not.
Yeah, it was not bad. They didn't do much with it, but yeah, I'm digging it so far. But anyway, so yeah, it's going to feature more of a like Peter Parker day-to-day life. Him dealing with, you know, paying rent and hanging out with his roommates, because he has roommates now in the canon, because he is broke.
Nice.
Welcome to the real world, Spider-Man.
Nah, he's always broke. Like, there was that brief period of time.
He was rich for a minute.
I was about to say, there was that brief period of time where Doc Ock set him up as a multimillionaire, and he's seen that just crumbling down because Parker luck is a thing, and it ain't good.
He also had a lot of people working against him.
Definitely.
It's not like he just bumbled his way out of $1 billion.
No.
There were forces at work that... That cost stopped him that. From,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
At a certain point, you gotta start burying your money like in the ground.
Because I'm going through, I've been going through the, I'm reading Spider-Verse now, because that's where that happens like surprisingly soon after he comes back from Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah. Soon enough that like Superior's involved in Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because that time travel.
Sort of.
No, it's time travel.
Yeah, it is.
He was in one point in time and then traveled to a different point in time.
Yeah, because that actually was a plot point in Spider-Verse. A minor one, but a plot point. But anyway, so we're getting another Peter Parker book. New hero is going to be introduced. The thing that's got me curious about it is the creative team. It's Tom Taylor and Juan Cabal. They were the ones that did All New Wolverine, mm-hmm. The X-23 book that I was really, really digging. So I might pick this one up too, but I also just lost my comic book income, so I really need to cut down on the pull list. So I would then have to pick between Amazing and Friendly Neighborhood. I'm probably going to stick with Amazing. But anyway, speaking of Chip Zdarsky, though, him, Carlos Mano, and Butch Juice are working on an Invaders series, spinning out of an upcoming Avengers arc. It'll feature Namor, Cap, and Winter Soldier going with some like the... it's not actually time travel, but it's going over some of the stuff that happened in the past
mm-hmm.
and how that, like via flashbacks. Basically, they're going Arrow on it
mm-hmm.
with some flashback stuff with those three and some new stuff with those three. Don't really have much information other than that because I assume it spoils whatever Avengers arc is coming because it's going to be an Avengers Defenders thing. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know a whole lot about it. They did not give a whole lot of information about it. Presumably, because again, spoilers. Also, Man Without Fear from Jed McKay and Danilo Bayruth. It's going to follow the death of Daredevil. And it's going to be a weekly series going over different corners of Daredevil's life, I guess, or Daredevil's world. Not his life. Because we don't know if he's going to be alive at this point or not.
Right.
Since they might be killing him in December.
In the series Death of Daredevil.
Right. But again, it's comic books. We know that Death of Daredevil may just be the death of that the guy's Daredevil. It may be the death of Matt Murdock. It could be any number
of
things. It
may be. No death at all.
That also a possibility. Which would be a real bummer. I'm real bummed about that in general because Charles Soule is exiting Daredevil, and boy, have I loved his run.
I've read everything that's on
Marvel Unlimited.
On Marvel Unlimited. So
have you liked it?
I really enjoyed it. Some of it kind of dragged. Yeah, it was good for the most part. I really liked Muse. Yes. My only complaint about Muse is I wish they explained more what he was and what his powers were.
Yeah.
Because he just kind of did stuff. And a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of accepted it with, well, that's the world we're in.
Pretty much. Because that was back when they were still trying to hype Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
And Muse is an Inhuman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, that's a thing. Anyway, creepy, creepy villain, though.
Mm-hmm.
I dug him. Let's see. Moving past it. Cosmic Ghost Rider is going to join a new Guardians of the Galaxy team. Looks like Donnie Cates is taking over Guardians of the Galaxy with art from Jeff Shaw starting in January 2019. We don't know anything else about the roster other than Cosmic Ghost Rider is going to be on it. Which, for those of you that have not caught up with that, Cosmic Ghost Rider is the Punisher, having died, the Punisher became Ghost Rider after he died. He was trying to kill Thanos, went to Asgard.
He was killed, and his soul went to Valhalla.
Valhalla, yeah, that was it.
Oh, no.
And yeah. Odin sent him back.
Because Frank wasn't happy in Valhalla.
Right. So Odin sent him back and gave him some cosmic abilities.
He gave him the ability to be the Cosmic Ghost Rider and then let him pick the point in time he would return him to.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he went back to when Thanos was a baby.
Mm. Oh, no.
Because he did the whole, why has no one tried to do this? And then he's like, oh, I understand why no one has done this yet.
Yeah, so, and apparently, as ridiculous as it all sounds, and I understand, it sounds dumb. Everything about that sounds dumb. Apparently, though, we're just wrong, because I have not seen a single bad review from anyone that has read this book, which...
But are the positive reviews like, it's so dumb, it's so much fun to read, or is it like, this is literary masterwork?
Literary masterwork.
Okay, well, sure.
Because it started in the Thanos book. Like, apparently that's where Cosmic Ghost Rider got his origins.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got his own book after Thanos ended.
Because I think he was a herald for Thanos or something.
Yeah.
Like, because he was corrupted, because whenever he was Cosmic Ghost Rider, he was like, he had to do some really bad stuff. And he was very mad about that. And then he broke free from Thanos' control and tried to, like, make up for all the bad he'd done, and then that's when he died and went to Valhalla. And
yeah, and all of that happened in the pages of Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that book, also literary masterwork, also Donnie Cates. Hmm. From what I understand, everything this dude touches, no matter how ridiculous the concept, is pure gold.
Hmm.
Which, well, okay, internet. I'll give it a shot. The only thing I've read from Donnie Cates so far is this, he's on Venom now. Mm-hmm. And I read the first issue of Venom, and it was shockingly good, which is great because the last creative team on Venom wrote an awful book. That entire run was just atrocious.
Hmm.
It ended with Venom giving birth.
Yes.
Like, it was dumb. Everything was dumb. but yeah, that first Donnie Cates book was great.
That's the one where they kind of tweaked the origin story for the Shi'ar or whatever they're called.
What are they called?
The real name of the symbiote.
Yeah.
I'll look it up real quick.
Son of a gun. But all right, well, while you're doing that, because I can't think of it. Moving on. What were we on? Ghost Rider. So, yeah, Ghost Rider. Going to be in a new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Didn't
again.
We, like, just talk about a new Guardians of the Galaxy team not too long ago?
I think we did.
It feels like that's one that they just keep kind of, like...
That may have been when they announced Donnie Cates and Jeff Shaw for Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just Clintar. Forgotten. Yep. I actually just thought about it. anyway, something's happening with the Skrulls in February of 2019. That's all we know. They're going to do a new Skrull thing.
Okay, so you said that on the pre-show. And what do you think? I don't know. I am not familiar with the Skrulls. I only know Secret Invasion.
Right.
Isn't that kind of their shtick? Is
yes.
They can shapeshift. I know they have other abilities, like there's the Super Skrull that has like all of the abilities of the Fantastic, like all four of the Fantastic Four's powers.
Yeah.
But so do you think they might just be rehashing, not rehashing because that's not really fair, but do you think they might be like
revisiting
that idea of like a Secret Skrull invasion, like they're trying again?
I can't think of anything else that they'd be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, probably. Or the Skrulls are looking to Earth for help from some other threat,
mm-hmm.
is my only other theory.
Oh yeah.
Because they're on shaky terms, but they're not on bad terms right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Neither like of them I said, have tried not... to attack each other in a really long time. And it could be, you know, an alliance of convenience. No, that's not the right word. Bigger
common,
threat.
Common enemy.
Common enemy. If they take out the Skrulls, then they'll probably take out Earth, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It could be something like that. It could be, like, it would... It's far from the first big event Marvel has redone or revisited lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Civil War 2. Secret Invasion 2.
Yep. Would not surprise me if we got Secret Invasion 2.
Ugh.
So, yeah, we'll see. Secret Wars. Infinity Wars. Yeah, they've... this would be like the sixth event they've revisited in the last 10 years.
It's been like a solid 3 weeks since we've had a Age of Apocalypse book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They just throw that around as an arc name all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're even... Because, yeah, it shows up in X-Men all the time, mostly because Kid Apocalypse is a thing.
Right.
But, yeah, then I don't know. I don't know.
So the whole Cosmic Ghost Rider story of, like, finding baby Thanos,
mm-hmm.
they literally did that, like, 6 years ago with the X-Men and baby Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Because that was one of my favorite moments. That's one of the best moments in that X-Force book.
Yep.
Yeah, but I never killed no kid.
Right.
Who?
Yeah, and then it follows up with, like, what Deadpool does with his money.
You're just a mercenary. You just do it for the money. Yeah, he never cashed a single one of the checks for these missions.
His merchandise makes him way too much money. That's comic book canon. Deadpool is rich from merchandising.
But Peter Parker is it.
Yeah.
Because he can't, but they explain it because he can't, there's no way for him to claim the, like, intellectual property of Spider-Man without revealing a secret identity.
Right.
Wade Wilson don't give no Fs.
Right. And nobody's going to, because they know Spider-Man won't kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Wade will mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. If you come after anybody that Wade likes.
He will drain your blood and sign, like, 8x10s in it and then sell those for $500 a pop.
Yep.
Comic books are stupid.
Oh, yeah. That's why we
and
love
that 8x10 them. Will be a photo of him decapitating you. Like,
he'll send it to your whole family.
Mm-hmm. Those are on the house. No, they're not. He'll charge
he'll send
them.
You a bill.
Better pay this bill. I don't want to. Did you see the picture?
You have loved ones too, I'm sure. They're going to get a collection.
Jesus!
The most gross scrapbook.
Oh, I don't like
literally,
this game anymore.
Scrapbook.
Jesus!
Oh my God.
I hate my friends.
We did it, Reddit.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm going home.
So yeah, no, that's a thing.
Scrapbook. That's getting used on other shows now.
Marvel Rising, Secret Warriors, that the cartoon movie that's coming up, the Disney movie, is getting its own series in 2019. Which that team is kind of neat. I don't know what Earth they're on, but I don't think it's 616, which is the main universe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all we have about that. Champions is relaunching in 2019 with a new creative team with Jim Zub and Steve Cummings. It's also going to have a new team, which I don't know the details on that yet. Miss Marvel and Amadeus Cho are hanging around.
Ah.
That's the only ones that I know of for sure. I might go back and revisit this book since, as much as I love Mark Waid, he does not need to be doing dialogue for teenagers.
No.
Like, it was literally as bad
it ain't
as that.
It ain't lit, fam.
Nah. But those words were definitely thrown in there randomly. No, it was exactly like the 30 Rock Steve Buscemi bad.
It's anti-yeet.
I really wish I could cuss right now.
I thought it was yeah.
Oh, I hate both of you.
Or was it
is
yay?
The T silent?
Skeet.
Who knows?
Not a silent T. Can't confirm. And Mandy won the day. Let's wrap it up. Hit us with those links, Ace.
Gets to silence Dalton for a minute there. Except he just kept talking. Young Justice, we're getting two comic books from that. One is a one-shot related to the television show. We're getting that... And it should be 2019. It should be before the show releases. Greg Wiseman and Chris Jones are on that one. It's going to be a prequel to the Young Justice Season 3 that's hitting the DC Universe. Also, DC Universe exclusive.
So it's a digital comic only.
It is. Yeah. There will not be a physical release of this comic book, which is a bummer. But if you have the subscription, you get to read it for free.
I would honestly be surprised if they didn't end up releasing a physical version of it. Like down the line somewhere?
It'll be in a trade. Like whenever they do the ongoing, that will be in there in the trade. I will put ignorance amount of money.
Ongoing,
on it.
I'll take that bet because the ongoing is a different set of book entirely.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's not. It's not about the show.
Oh, well, dang.
How did you not get that from the pre-show? All right, folks, you need to pay $1 just to see how dumb Dalton is right now.
Mm-hmm.
It was extremely clear that they were very different stories. Love you.
It's fine.
I'm just trying to get people just to pay that.
I swear, if we have like 10 more like Patreon subscribers, I want to cut. Like after this episode.
No. That's not how Patreon works at all.
Nope. None of us get that money.
You would give us money for
that's
your
not
fame.
How yeah. that works.
Well, I mean, she's just throwing. If you're going to throw around things that don't work, why can't Mandy? Because it's Mandy.
I do what I want.
But anyway, so yeah, speaking of. It's going to be a different Young Justice book from Brian Michael Bendis and Patrick Gleason.
Boy, they're getting their money out of him.
Boy, they sure are.
They better.
Yeah.
This is like book number 8 that dude's working on.
Like, they just put him in a sweatshop that's just him, and he's just like, right!
Do you think he finally like left Marvel, and he's like, finally, I will be able to spend time with my children. Like, I will get to see my family. They open up the cage. He, like... comes out like he just sees the sun. He's blinded by it. He meets with DC. Yes, and we'd like to show you your new office. And they open the door, and it's just that same room again. It's like 1408. Like, I was out.
He got to experience like a couple of weeks worth of like freedom before they put him right back in.
Oh, then he almost died.
I was saying that was in the hospital.
Oh my God.
DC literally was like, is he good? 8 books. He's going to be writing Plastic Man soon.
Yeah, because between like Jinx World and then like Action Comics, Superman, like that dude's been everywhere.
You say that jokingly, but I would actually love to see a Bendis Plastic Man book.
Yeah.
Because I think, because his writing style would go.
Fit really well with Plastic
would
Man.
Would fit real well with Plastic Man.
That and was kind of one that I went for me too.
And it's like what we said on the, we've said on the show before is that Bendis does his like solo character books are good. It's the team ups and big events that kind of tend to.
Yep.
What you doing there, buddy?
Yep. And like I said, I need to see Bendis on an event in DC.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even then, it doesn't really tell us because I am still working under the impression because the solo books are so good that the big event books that he does were only bad because that's the direction Marvel wanted
Marvel
to take.
Marvel told him you have to hit these main beats, make it work.
Yep. Did you read X-Men, All New to X-Men that he did like from 2000? You should. It's really good. Since you have Marvel Unlimited, that's the only reason I'm throwing it out there.
Because who's working on Heroes in Crisis?
Tom King.
Tom King, okay. Yeah, because he already killed a major character, apparently.
Really?
And is killing another one.
Hmm.
Heroes in Crisis was a huge disappointment for a lot of people, from what I hear. Because where we thought it was going to be a book about mental health and the hero's struggle with that, it's actually about just people dying, whatever. It's another action DC book with death. Causing more trauma. Anyway. Moving past a little bit, yeah, so we got the other Young Justice book that's coming sometime in 2019. So far of the team there, we know that it's going to be Bart Allen Flash, Connor as Superboy, and Tim Drake Robin, as well as Amethyst. And their first arc will be going to, oh God, what is it called? I keep wanting to say Grindelwald, but that's not it.
Isn't that the Harry Potter thing?
It is.
Hold on one second.
That team does not interest me, and I'm honestly a little bit disappointed that they're using Tim Drake because, granted, I don't know what they've been doing because I quit reading Detective Comics whenever Tinian the Fourth's run ended.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did with Tim Drake was really... I really, really enjoyed that. So, did you finish it? Because you're just sitting...
Yeah.
Did you finish... No, like, not the first arc. Like, Did you read all the way through?
Oh, no. I'm like two or three arcs in.
Okay.
I need to keep going?
Yeah, you need to keep going. Okay. Because what they do with Tim Drake is, I thought, was really interesting. Minus some alt future time travel stuff. But that's
okay. if they use time travel and you're still okay with it.
That's how much I love Tinian.
Yeah.
On that book.
Princess of Jim World. So not Grindelwald.
Isn't that a movie Lindsay was excited for?
Very similar,
from an 80s cartoon.
She is actually references. An 80s comic book character in the DC universe. She was a normal teen that then discovered she was a princess of Jim World, and she has magic powers and all that good stuff.
Oh, I hate comic books.
Sometimes, yeah. I don't. I mean, it was the 80s. There was a lot of stuff going on in the 80s.
Give
it
okay. But
in the year of our Lord 2018, we did get Bat Dangle. Just
we did.
Bat Dangle.
We got Bat Dangle.
As Mary Jo called it, the Batarang.
Because he's just throwing it.
Have you read it yet?
No. Okay. No, a solid chunk of my day tomorrow is going to be getting caught up on like Batman and Justice League and Justice League Dark.
Nice. Okay. All right, so that's the end of our comic book show. Speaking of, I didn't do the sponsor. That portion of our podcast was brought to you by our friends in Perryville at Villainous Ground. Stop there for all your comic book needs. All of this stuff that's coming out, they can hold it for you. Just let them know you want it.
Except for the Man Thing.
The Swamp Thing, and Young Justice.
The one-shot Young Justice.
Yeah, the
Everything
other Young
else.
Justice they can get for you. But yes. That one-shot, no dice. But anyway, great shop. Check them out. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and social media links at ps2jshow.com. Check out their History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one on the last Wednesday of every month. Dalton, you look like you wanted to say something.
After the last show where I asked, can we just move to Canada, Josh did inform me that he does have a room open for me. You're kind of SOL, but like I'm apparently taken care of.
Oh, well.
So passports, let's go.
Happy Thanksgiving to them.
Oh, is it their Thanksgiving today? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, this weekend was.
Happy Thanksgiving. Maybe.
But now I get their room because I towed it, so.
I'm pretty sure it's still mine.
I feel like they would just, any one of us could show up and be like, oh, hey. We thought it was Dalton. This is better.
Except. I was going to say except Allie, but that was way funnier.
I am. All right. So, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Ooh.
Is that this week?
Yeah.
Oh, it launches
this coming
already?
Friday.
Ooh, and that's a payday too, so I'm not going to
notice
that.
I don't have money for that yet.
You'll have it a payday.
Birthday present.
They ain't getting it for me either.
Yeah, I know. It was worth
I say,
shot.
Mine was last week. I didn't get anything.
Well, no one loves you.
Okay, wait. Everyone watch. Look at Dalton in the eye. Look at Dalton in the eye because I'm about to break his heart. Yeah, but Mandy would be useful on a team. Oh, it actually worked.
Oh, God. He does have the, just the, oh, he tells with the mic back. He's got the hurt Dalton look.
Overwatch. She playing over
and
here.
I thought I was bad when I said no one loved him. Damn, that was more.
Well, it's fine. Yours is truthful. I know that was just mean.
I know how to cut Dalton deep.
Dalton, you give Dalton a shotgun, and he goes 1-1 pretty consistently.
There's a reason.
Oh, that was not. I heard give Dalton a shotgun, and I was like, "Where's this joke going?"
Getting real dark.
It's like this is not Thursday, sir.
No. We're fine. None of that.
It's okay.
Anyway, Call of Duty gonna have 14 multiplayer maps at launch. Mm-hmm. Which is cool because we only got to play like four the beta.
There was legit only like four maps during the beta, which was fine. Like
they were all fun.
There was especially there was only one that we didn't really like.
Yeah, and I don't even remember which one that one was.
And
now.
Even that one, it's not like
I think we just disliked it because we played it so many times in a row.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's one of those maps that I guess everybody else likes, but we were like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Variety, please.
Yeah.
It is the spice of life. Let us do more variety. So, yeah, no, 14 maps, which, awesome. I'm stoked. Like, that's constant change is great. And we're getting a Nuketown added to that in November.
So, I'm wondering, because PlayStation gets exclusive content, but they cut the length.
Mm-hmm.
So, now it's only 30 days. So, that Nuketown map may be coming in December for Xbox players. I didn't read the article, so I'm not 100% sure how that'll work.
Gotcha. Which, I mean, I'm honestly fine with that. They may get Nuketown at release the way that they've been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a possibility anyway. But either way, like, I've never been that into Nuketown.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't get it on release day, that's honestly fine with me.
Plus, we'll get it eventually, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still going to be playing the game in December. So
I meant to look and see if they, if any of the details of the season pass have come out yet.
Not that I have seen.
I haven't either.
And they email me pretty regularly about everything. Like everything, mm-hmm. which I'm fine with. They put me in the beta before the game even came, or before I didn't have to pre-order the game to get me and Asa in the beta.
Yep.
And then
I pre-ordered the game to get Shannon into the second beta, but that turned out to be the blackout mode, which he's actually pretty excited about, which is cool.
Yep.
So,
and you didn't even have to do that. They gave me 4 codes for blackout mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and I think we would have automatically been in since we had the multiplayer beta.
Yep. So. Yeah, no, we would have. They sent me another email with 4 codes for the blackout beta. Codes. 2 of them, I think, were the ones that I had already used because I tried to redeem one thinking that I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it had already been used, and I looked, and it was the same code that I used the first time. So, yeah, they gave me 4 total codes for COD beta, which, cool. I guess they at least some company is recognizing how much money I spend with their franchise. Take note, Blizzard.
Well, now they're just...
Oh,
see, but,
about to say, sweetie.
But they're giving you access to the beta, like, oh, this guy who always gives us money hasn't given us money yet. Let's give them a taste.
Oh, see,
this one's on us.
Another
the same
one.
Same thing with Blizzard.
That's fair.
Blizzard gave us all a taste on Overwatch. I was in that beta.
Well, they had the public beta for Overwatch. They also had a private beta that I didn't get in that I was upset about. They had a private beta for Heroes of the Storm that I didn't get in that
How much money have you put into those games?
So
those betas didn't really matter then, did they?
They did not.
Yeah.
Because I actually paid money to get into the beta for Heroes of the Storm.
Lawyered.
Yeah,
welcome,
no,
Hunter.
I understand that Blizzard doesn't need to give me stuff. I would just like it if they did.
See, the Call of Duty people, they're nice drug dealers. Or Blizzard, they mean drug dealers. They know they're going to get your money.
And boy, do they. I put some employee's kid through college at this point. Like, yeah.
You definitely funded an entire update.
Okay, hard question.
Mm-hmm.
What have you spent more money on, Riot or Blizzard?
It's still Riot, but it's closer than I'd like it to be.
Good.
Okay.
No. Well, it depends. If we're counting all of the money I've spent on all of Blizzard's franchises, yeah, it's closer than I'd like it to be. If we're just talking Overwatch versus Riot, it's absolutely still
Riot.
By a magnitude of 10.
Yes. Agreed.
No, you don't have to explain yourself.
Know how much money I've spent on Overwatch.
So yeah, like, and that's...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
In fairness, Mandy has spent more money through Riot than I have on Overwatch.
Bruh. Live, eat, sleep, Riot. You have no idea. It was like eat, sleep, Riot. Eat,
League
work.
Of Legends was.
League. There was. I didn't need sleep. I needed League of Legends.
No, yeah, we put hundreds of hours in a League of Legends,
and apparently hundreds of dollars.
Like I worked at 4 in the morning, and we'd play till 1, and I would nap and then go to work.
Yeah,
I did.
We were obsessed doesn't quite describe what we were with
yeah,
that game.
Yeah, you were addicts. Like, I'm happy we got you guys from the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Really, people just needed to stop playing. That's what got me out of it.
I don't even remember what happened.
I think you
just, saw your bank
your computer,
account.
No, her computer stopped playing it well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll do it, too.
Or maybe it was Nate.
That could be very true.
I don't know.
It's probably
way.
For the best, though, that it stopped.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be here.
It could have also been the community, because that's a lot of what got
more,
me out.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, vicious people on there.
I think that, and then probably a different game came out.
Also a possibility.
And, yeah.
But, yeah, no. Yeah, Riot still has... It's going to be a long time before I catch up to Riot, even from Blizzard, unless Blizzard releases like 4 more games in the near future.
I mean, you're about to buy Diablo 3 again.
Yeah. It's still a long way off, my friend.
I know, but that's just a little extra.
Like I said, closer than I'd like it to be is still like, yeah, I spent way too much money in League of Legends. Oh, God. Anyway, so Call of Duty.
October 12th, Friday.
October 12th, we're going to have Call of Duty Black Ops 4. And I know, like, I like Call of Duty. And I know that has that connotation to it. This one is legitimately more fun than any of the, like, it's more fun than I've had with Call of Duty since Black Ops 3. And I actually enjoy it more than Black Ops 3.
I won't give it that yet. just because I want to play, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, this one was, I feel like with World War II, we're like, no, yeah, this is actually pretty good. Like, we had to kind of convince ourselves that we liked it.
Yeah.
Which we still played quite a bit of it.
Yes.
But, yeah, this one, like, pretty much from the second game on, we were like, okay, we're back. Let's go.
This is fun. And, boy, was it. All right. So, yeah, Call of Duty, October 12th. Hit that up on Friday. You know our stance on pre-orders. Ain't necessary. They'll have plenty of copies. Just go grab
you one.
It's
Call of Duty.
They've already done several betas now. The game is stable, so you don't really have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go. Oh, I'm excited about this game. I'm thinking about taking that day off. Thinking about it.
I don't have that vacation time.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I don't know, like, with ICC, like, how many days that'll be. Because, like, I used my other 2 days.
Next ICC will be a refresh of vacation time.
Will it be after?
It's next September.
Oh.
That's why I can't go.
Huh.
It'll be on Labor Day weekend.
I'll be 1 month from my vacation.
I cannot take off because someone else is already taking vacation in my office.
For September? Or, no, oh, this
no,
Friday.
For,
I was like,
for this Friday.
I didn't know that far off.
No, this Friday.
I was about to say, no, then we're both. Wait, can we both get off at the same time?
You could probably take off, but I cannot.
No,
for
ICC.
Oh, for ICC? I
yeah,
mean,
the
probably.
Two of you could take off.
As long as, like, no one else would be able to go. But if we do that far enough in advance, it'll be
their
fine.
Entire office wants to go to ICC. It becomes the Hunger Games, but with ICC.
I don't think those ladies will go.
Plus,
you
guys
don't
already,
know that.
You guys will already have that Monday off, so you really only need to take off Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, moving back on topic here, away from our convention plans. Looks like if you were a fan of the Walking Dead Telltale series and you were upset about the last season not coming out, fear not. It's happening. Robert Kirkman's company, Skybound Entertainment, is picking up the game and finishing it. They've just about got everything finalized from Telltale, and they'll be able to, you know, work it out, and you will get your final season with Clementine.
Do you know if they are bringing on, like, the people who lost all their jobs with Telltale, or
are
they...
I do not, but okay. I have to assume so, because Skybound doesn't do video games.
Yeah.
So they probably, you know, picked that up. Or they didn't before this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an entertainment company.
Because that's all I really care about, is, like, hopefully they can, you know, if they are willing to work for the same people that did that to them, again, they at least have some sort of form of income after being just
right.
royally screwed over.
Speaking of, we talked about how there was a skeleton crew. Most of those people also lost their jobs.
Oh, well, that.
Guy tweeted out, like, hey, you guys remember how there's going to be a skeleton crew and I was part of that and I was fine? Ha ha, JK, I'm out.
The ha ha, JK, I'm out's the best part.
Yeah.
I don't think that was verbatim, but...
It was close.
Pretty much just like, yeah, because his so it's not the entirety of the skeleton crew that was laid off, but at least that person's team.
Yep,
had been laid off, which we don't. I don't think we, but we don't have like an exact number yet.
Right.
I really miss liking Telltale.
Yeah. Apparently, they just made a lot of really bad decisions. Spread themselves way too mm-hmm. thin.
Got too many IPs.
Yep. So anyway, and the last little bit of news, we got a gameplay clip from the upcoming Harry Potter game. And we got a little bit of information about it. Looks like it's going to be set in the 1800s. It's going to be an RPG. You're going to be able to create your own character. You'll have a diverse set of classes. You may even be able to choose your house. It looks like it's going to be super in-depth and looks super fun. The gameplay looked real pretty. We don't know. Like, it's already been scrubbed from the internet. It's the internet, so you'll probably still find it if you look hard enough.
See, and I only saw the, like, phone version. Like, someone filmed it on a phone mm-hmm. off of a screen. So, like, nothing looked super impressive at all.
Yeah, I could see that.
Why but is it taken off the internet?
Because it's not an announced game. No one, Warner Brothers, they did not plan on releasing any information yet.
Yep.
And so now this got leaked somehow, and they're like, no, no. You can't know about this. We don't know who's making it. We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we know so little about this game. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, no. So Warner Brothers is absolutely trying to scrub the internet hard because this was an actual unplanned leak.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's cool. Like I said, the gameplay looked really, really nice, looked really smooth. A lot of stuff looked really, it looks fun. From the brief snippets we got, like I really can't, you know, make a
right.
judgment
one way
or the
really
other.
See a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to see basically they walked down a hallway and did some stuff,
mm-hmm.
Dealt with a couple of enemies and cast some spells. It was kind of neat, but that's all we really got.
So much Expelliarmus.
You're not Harry Potter. Back in the 1800s.
Your own wizard.
You know more spells than just Expelliarmus.
We'll see.
Was there more spells back then?
I really like the big rumor was that was Rocksteady's secret project.
Yeah.
That has since not been deconfirmed or but
debunked. We have equal amount of evidence that it might be from Avalanche.
Not just cause Avalanche, Disney Infinity Avalanche.
Yes.
Because there are two Avalanche. One of them studios, one of them software, and I don't remember which one is which.
I don't remember.
But someone like Eurogamer published an article or an update to their article on this saying that they have sources within Rocksteady, or they have sources who are familiar with Rocksteady's project, and they have confirmed that Harry Potter is not what Rocksteady's working on.
Because Rocksteady is working on a top secret project currently, mm-hmm. and we don't even have a code name for it.
Yeah, we have no information on that. I'm really, really hoping maybe Game Awards.
We'll finally get something.
That's when we'll finally get an announcement, but who knows?
Right.
But yeah, I am. Oh boy, please, Avalanche. Avalanche needs to be making this game.
I've never played any Harry Potter games, but this doesn't seem to interest me.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen some, and I like the series, but I just don't. Oh, the game!
There was like a PS2 game.
Yeah.
There were several. There were several Game Boy Advance and PS2 games.
There was a Quidditch game.
Yes, there was.
The Quidditch game was awesome.
And then they had like the Lego games. But I think the Lego games are the most recent thing that
they've done a game for every movie.
Yes, including part one and part two of Deathly Hallows. They were on the Xbox 360 and PS3 era.
For Lego or just
no,
games?
No, games.
They've just done games.
Because Lego Harry Potter was years 1 through 4 and then years 5 through 6.
Okay.
Because I don't think they ever gave us year 7 for Lego Harry Potter.
I guess this would be neat since you get to make your own wizard.
Complete. You get it on PS4.
Is it? Because I thought I heard that they just never were able to finish it.
Oh, maybe. We'll look into it. Not right now, but we'll look into it.
Eventually.
Then next week you can tell me I'm wrong.
Fair enough. But anyway, yeah, so that's... maybe it is 5 through 7. It doesn't matter. The point is, yeah, they've given us a game for every movie, but the only game that I've really enjoyed was the Quidditch World Cup. That was a fun
so
game.
So much fun.
It was a really fun game.
The USA team sucked.
It was basically soccer, but, you know.
We were
sky
horrible.
Soccer.
Sky soccer, yeah. With more balls and more things to do. And a fun mini game for the snitch.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, no, I really
You ever play a racing game? It's the drift thing, or the split, the stream thing.
I only play pod racing games, son.
Oh, I thought she was going to go straight into a swear word off of that.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for our show. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.